inspired by Mark Twain, let's save some ants. This is David and I'm here with
John.
And our aim is to discuss some topics, and no ants will be injured in the production of these discussions.
Welcome to Little Shakers. Today we're going to have a talk about the auditing phenomenon. This is where a person with a camera, sometimes a drone as well, will go out on the public street and photograph an institution, possibly a police station, maybe a business location, with a view to auditing whether those places treat with respect the rights of the photographer. This is a YouTube phenomenon that David introduced me to, and I would suggest it's a form of butterfly thinking. It's quite advanced. I would say citizens checking up on powerful institutions, government and big business, which perhaps more citizens should get involved with. Possibly you would argue it's a democratic process, much like the demonstration, the protest march and the strike. It's not so organised and communal as those things, but it is citizen-led.
Article 10 of the Human Rights Act gives you the right to hold your own opinions and to express them freely without government interference. So Article 10 also covers the idea of making a video, making a film, making a programme, such as YouTube. So as John's highlighted, these activists, you could call them, even if they don't see themselves as activists, they're activating or challenging the status quo that these things can't be done. These things are an intrusion. These things are an infringement on somebody else's human rights to be filmed in public. One of the things that frequently is amusing about these videos is someone will walk up to the photographer who's probably got a body cam on, he's got a phone camera in his hand, and he's also, as John says, got the drone up. And they'll walk up and say they don't want to be filmed. Well, if you don't want to be filmed, run away, hide. And of course that person will say, well, I don't want to have to do that. It's you that's filming this. So there's a push and pull goes on with these audits. As John rightly says, these auditors, you could say another, I've heard them referred to as citizen journalists.
Yeah.
And a lot of people in comment sections amuse me by challenging whether they are journalists. Now, they're making a journal. YouTube, when you put a YouTube video up, it tells you when you filmed it, where you filmed it, and what went on in that interaction. If that's not like keeping a diary, which is a journal, it's like a vlog, a video log, which is a journal, but then publishing it to the wider population, which is worldwide, to view it, it must be journalism of a sort.
I agree, it literally is. You've defined it very well there.
Can I just pause you there? If I take a picture of my dog, my little dog, and put him on Facebook, not him, but the picture, right? Does that well? For example, if I make a video, I throw him a stick, and he runs after it, and he falls into the canal, and it's hilarious, and it gets 3,000 views on YouTube. Does that make me a journalist? Mike here, Fred. I would say that makes you the owner of a very wet dog, for one thing, for sure. Oh, but yes, but I wouldn't be a journalist for doing that.
William here, but if you're doing a project and you have a similar theme time after time and people are interested in viewing your content, that would make you a journalist, a citizen journalist. I agree with that. It's quite a progressive way of looking at the term, but I think it's accurate.
And so this challenge that it is not legitimate journalism is a culture thing where the establishment has said what journalism is. So it's a newspaper, it's a news bulletin, it's a radio broadcast by the ITV, Channel 4, BBC, local radio. These are legitimate sources. But almost all of them are commercial and sell commercial space based on what they do. So therefore, they're open to influence by those commercial proceedings. Now, this could happen to auditors long term. I hope it doesn't. I hope they join forces like John's hinted, like become almost a union, become a sort of an activist community, you know, like a sort of a protest group without necessarily throwing orange powder on things and shutting down major roads. But they are sticking up for photographers' rights. They call it PINAC, which is letters, P-I-N-A-C. Photography is not a crime. And so my brother was out in a field photographing a tree. And somebody to his right, in other words, not in the camera viewfinder. Do you want to tell the rest of the story?
Well,
he shouted at you, didn't he? And told you shouldn't be doing it.
He did. But he was assuming I was filming him and his family, and I wasn't even filming, I was taking stills. It was some ponies in a field.
You mean you didn't get the tree in?
Yeah, I got a tree as well.
Oh, there you are.
But the subject was the ponies.
So basically, photography is not a crime, it's a movement, and the auditors have embraced this. Now, some of the auditors are quite funny. There's one I like, which is called Reggie Photo. Now, he goes out and he has a bit of fun with people. Sometimes, as John says, the police. But there is a serious thread to it. One of the most massive is auditing Britain. And he goes out to police stations, government buildings. And almost without exception, somebody from government buildings says, it is illegal to photograph a government building. And I've written in comment sections, why, is it shy? You know, of course it's not. And the funny thing about government buildings, who owns a government building? Well, we do. It's ours. It was paid for with our tax money. So who does it belong to? The government. The government doesn't have money. The government administers our money, supposedly for our benefit. This is why I argue, this is going off topic a little bit, the very concept of government is arguably slightly socialist, because it's collective resources marshalled and managed for the benefit of the broadest possible group of people. That's government. If you're not interested in that, you shouldn't be in government.
George, I've never heard such utter poppycock in my life. The New York Times just made it obvious that elections are won by the people spending the most on their campaign. I mean, Joe Biden has just exceeded Donald Trump's amount that he spent on his campaign, and they are predicting that Biden, although theoretically left-wing, if you believe in that kind of thing, which I don't, is going to likely win the next election over there. So, that is a strange viewpoint that you're putting forward there.
It'll be interesting to see Mark here, Mark Stand. It'll be interesting to see whether Joe Biden gets in this time. People predicted he wouldn't last time, but somehow he managed to do it. And the gross national product, I believe, in the economy is on a stronger footing than it was under the famous businessman Donald Trump. So let's see how that one goes. Oh, I quite like Joe Biden. He looks like a dog lover to me. I don't think the entire world revolves around dogs, you know, Fred. Oh, well, it does for me.
So other auditors go to industrial sites. There's one called Northern Audits, and he tries to make, and does, he makes videos that are quite artistic. So he'll go back at night and he'll intercut them between the day footage and the night footage. I recommend you give his a watch. He has an interesting little chuckle, which keeps me and my brother entertained. I don't think we'd be watching as avidly as we do if he wasn't so jovial about it. In this country, arguably the king of the auditors is Focus Pocus. That's F-O-C-U-S space P-O-C-U-S. His verbal gymnastics with so-called authority figures who try to impose authority that they don't legally have is a skill to behold. Any more that you quite like?
Well, I quite like DJ audits. He's quite an amusing character. He almost always has some form of interaction. He tries to make it nice and friendly. And sometimes he's successful. In one instance, a senior person in a business came out and tried to stop him. But eventually, as we mentioned in a previous podcast, got him to inspect his roof for him. I think that was DJ, wasn't it?
It definitely was.
That was quite amusing.
Definitely.
So he's good. Yeah, but I mean, the main thing is they've video from public space. So the pavement is public space. The airspace up to a certain height that a small drone that these people use is basically public space. There are restrictions when it comes to prisons and airports, yeah. But almost everywhere else is publicly available to small drones.
Let me just clarify, John. If you go close to housing, you've got to keep, I think it's something like 50 or 75 metres away from housing. This is for personal privacy. But these are business places or police stations or government buildings. You don't see auditors. This is a big thing that's always thrown at them. It's like, would you do this at my house? Well, no, because the rules don't allow it. So this is an interesting little quirk that comes up time and time again. It's thrown back. But they don't go near people's houses. So they don't want to get near somebody's bathroom or see somebody sunbathing in the altogether in the back garden. So these things don't happen on these videos. This craze, you know, this phase came from America. And in America, they've got a very strong Bill of Rights and the American Constitution. Now, we're always inundated, told how free America is. Wow. What I've learned about America, you need a permit for just about everything. I find it incredibly shocking how not free America is, how many restrictions. Not just airports and prisons, which, fair enough, but their auditors sometimes get arrested, quite forcibly, thrown in jail for a time and all this kind of thing. The lawsuits that go on over there, because it's an infringement of people's civil rights, First Amendment is massive over there. And so there's one called Honour Your Oath, and it's spelled H-O-N-O-R, the American spelling. All he does, he goes out and stands outside at town halls and so on with a sign, get this, and it says honour, sorry. What does his sign say?
God bless the homeless vets.
Right. And he stands outside town halls with a sign that says God bless the homeless veterans, or vets for short. And the reaction that people give to him doing that, these are Americans. You think their culture is steeped in the First Amendment, the free speech legislation, and that they would shake him by the hand and pat him on the back and say well done and all that, but so many times they don't, it's unbelievable. There's another one I like called Rogue Nation, and he has fought. But arguably one of the kings of it over there is a guy called Philip Turner, the Batusai, and he's actually fought for legalisation of filming public officials in the course of their duty, only in public areas, again. There's a case called Turner versus Driver. Now, Driver was the city of Driver, where he was doing this filming, and they infringed on his rights, and he sued him. So the law is, he actually has a law named after him, Philip Turner. And so it's a big thing. But what it does, it empowers the smaller people in society, everyday people that pay taxes, that keep society going. Most of them work. A lot of people think that they're all unemployed, you know. Yes, there are some dodgy characters in like in every walk of life, there are some characters that you wouldn't want to invite round the dinner table. I admit that. But that's the same of any profession or any activity. Give it a watch, have a look, put in auditing. So auditing, this quibble about auditing, what are they auditing? John touched on it earlier. One of them, who's sort of gone to more doing travel documentaries, he came up with an encapsulation, a little phrase, which is, I think it was him, or it could have been Bay Area Transparency. Yes, it could have been him. And he said it's an employee conduct check.
George, very much I was thinking about commercial, whether they, these auditors have T-shirts and mugs and so on. I wondered if we could encourage them to sell some of those. But I was also thinking about the idea of mystery shoppers. Some companies over here employ someone to ring up the company or to go into the company and see how they're treated. The mystery shopping concept's been around for years. And it's a good way for an employer to see how his staff are treating people. Now, I pay taxes, reluctantly, of course, but I wouldn't mind knowing how that money is being spent, you know. And so, yes, I can see some validity to it. You know, doing it freelance, I'm not a big fan.
Now, we have several in this country that Power to the Proletariat, he goes into job centres. And people think it's not legitimate because it's a job centre. But some of the treatment, I mean, he was once physically assaulted by a job centre, either manager or assistant manager outside the job centre because of it. And yet he stayed in the public areas. Now, there are public notices up in these places for the public to view. There are even now what they call QR codes that you're supposed to scan with your mobile phone to get to certain information. And yet the resistance to him just filming in those areas, it's incredible. He seems to be on a hiatus at the moment. But his videos are, there's lots of them still up there. And there's a new channel called Mr. In Between, who's analysing the effects on police of policing, how it affects the mindset and the mental well-being of police on the front line, because they're trained to think of all of us as criminals. It's just a matter of catching us at it. And it affects the mindset. And you can see in some of the interactions, he brings out some very interesting points.
So the auditing concept is about an employee conduct check. It's about seeing where your taxes are spent. It's seeing how we get treated as members of the public. From a nosiness point of view, John, I mean, you like the industrial sites with the drone flights that go over them to, just to see what's going on, don't you, and the artistic element.
Yeah, they're good.
So you can tell John's bowled over with his usual sense of enthusiasm there. But we often comment on that and have a look at the surrounding area. So, you know, you can see whether companies are pouring waste into a river that's normally got fishermen using it and such and so on and so forth. So the auditing, I think it's here to stay. You may quibble about whether it's auditing or whether it's just some form of annoying entertainment. And of course, that's your right as a free person. But it shows that evolution is happening with the modern age, use of phone cameras, use of the internet to share information. And this is a real opportunity. So have a look. Maybe try some of the channels that we've mentioned. If you like them, let us know. If you don't like them, let us know and why. Keep comments positive if you can, and we look forward to hearing from you. Smiling.